This is Akashvani. The news read by Sunil Verma. The fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will be held tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Bihar and Odisha, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. A total of 695 candidates are in the fray for this phase. Prominent among them are Rajnath Singh, Smriti Irani and Piyush Goyal of BJP, Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma of Congress, Umar Abdullah of NC and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Campaigning is in full swing for remaining 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings in Jharkhand and West Bengal today. In Jharkhand, Mr. Modi will address an election rally in Jamshedpur. BJP's Vidyut Varan Mahato is contesting from the Jamshedpur Lok Sabha seat against Jharkhand Mukti Morcha nominee Samir Mohanty, who is the sitting MLA from Behragoda Legislative Assembly seat. Mr. Mahato, who is a sitting Lok Sabha member from Jamshedpur, is seeking re-election for the third consecutive term from Jamshedpur parliamentary seat. Mr. Modi will also address 3 public meetings in Purulia, Vishnupur and Kharagpur in West Bengal this afternoon. A district court in Delhi has sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's close aide, Vibhav Kumar, to 5-day police custody after he was arrested in connection with AAP Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal's assault case. Vibhav was produced before the Tees Hazari court yesterday. Metropolitan Magistrate Gaurav Goyal remanded him to 5-day police custody for questioning. He is scheduled to be produced before the court on the 23rd of this month after the expiration of his remand. Earlier, Ms. Maliwal had filed a complaint against Vibhav Kumar alleging harassment and torture at Mr. Kejriwal's residence on the 13th of this month. Meanwhile, Kumar has also filed a counter-complaint against Ms. Maliwal alleging that she illegally entered the Chief Minister's house on the day when the incident occurred. Heavy rain continues to lash Kerala. India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rain till Tuesday. Red alert is issued in Pathanamthitta, Kottayam and Idukki districts for today and tomorrow. Orange alert has been issued in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Alappuzha and Ernakulam districts, while yellow alert has been issued in Thrissur, Palakkad, Mallappuram, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts. Quarrying and mining activities have been banned in Pathanamthitta and Idukki districts. Control rooms have been opened. Hilly areas are in high alert as there is a possibility of landslides and flash floods. People have been asked to move to safer places. Night travel and tourist activities have been restricted in hilly regions. Fishing has been banned on the Kerala coast due to strong winds and bad weather. In Maharashtra, a large hoarding collapsed, injuring 3 men and a horse due to heavy rain yesterday and damaged 2 vehicles near Kavadipat Bridge in Loni Kalbhor, 30 kilometers from Pune. 2 of the injured were discharged after receiving treatment, while the condition of the 3rd is reported stable. Police said the hoarding collapsed due to strong winds. The incident occurred when the victims were waiting below the hoarding in a pickup van while the horse was tied nearby. The incident comes on the heels of another similar one in Kolhapur of Maharashtra, where 16 people had died and 75 were injured in a hoarding collapse. Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have won the men's double of the Thailand Open today, beating the Chinese pair of Chen Bo Yang and Liu Yi 21-15 in straight sets. Yesterday, the Indian duo defeated Lu Mingxie and Tang Kaibai of Chinese Taipei 21-11, 21-12 to enter the final of the tournament. In Sharjah, Indian Grandmaster Aravind Chidambaram defeated local star Air Saleh Selim to emerge as the sole leader on 4.5 points after the end of the fifth round of the Sharjah Masters Chess Tournament. In IPL cricket, a doubleheader will be played on the final day of the league stage today. In the first match, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Punjab Kings at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m. And in the second match, Rajasthan Royals will be up against Kolkata Knight Riders in Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.